by Sutter Coast Hospital, the Hoochie Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. These two teams have played twice already this season, and both times the Crusaders came away with close victories over the Warriors. But John, tonight's game has a lot more on the line than those non-conference games.
Well, Mad Dog, first off, you're talking about bragging rights between two teams that desperately want to beat the other. Second, you're talking about getting a shot at the Humboldt Donor League title tomorrow night. That'll be at Humboldt State. And tonight's victor will also put themselves in a strong seeding position for next week's North Coast Section playoffs. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line tonight.
We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's semifinal battle. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next. And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnord Tire.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Flu season is in full swing, and the staff at Sutter Coast Hospital reminds you that viruses take time, fluids, and lots of rest for a full recovery. Unfortunately, there's not a lot the ER department can do for you that you can't do at home. However, if your fever persists for several days or your symptoms continue to worsen, please seek medical care right away. And as always, if you're not well, please stay home so we can manage this flu season quickly. Sutter Coast Hospital wishes you health in the new year.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to College of the Redwoods, just south of Eureka, as two old foes square off in a semifinals of the HDN Girls Championship. After this game, Ferndale will face off against top-seeded Eureka. Tonight's winners will then gather tomorrow at Lumberjack Arena on the campus of Cal Poly Humboldt at 6 p.m. The Boys Championship will follow, and that will pit the Arcata Tigers versus the McKinleyville Panthers in the boys' side. So, John, how did we get here?
Well, for the St. Bernard's girls, it was easy. The Crusaders won the Little Four Conference with a 5-1 mark and thus got a first-round bye along with the Big Five Conference champion, Eureka. Now, overall, St. Bernard's is 20-4, having won 10 of its first 11 games, but it did stumble a little down the stretch, losing to Eureka by 16 and then getting shocked by Hoopa Valley, 54-48. Crusaders did rebound in its last outing all the way back on February 3rd, when they had an 11-point win over Ferndale.
Well, Delnord reached this point by finishing second in the Big Five behind Eureka. On Tuesday, the Warriors played host to McKinleyville and captured a 55-51 win at Tunin Gymnasium back in Crescent City in the tournament's first round. With the win, Delnord improved to 18-7 overall. In Tuesday's win, the Warriors fell behind early, bounced back, and led by 10 in the second quarter. We're up by 5 at halftime, and then never gave up the lead the rest of the way. Jacqueline Gorbett stepped up big time, scoring 15 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the victory. Delnord also got strong effort from Brooklyn Carter, who found ways to score in transition. And, of course, the leading MVP candidate, Lily Nunez, played well and really dictated the pace of the game.
Well, the key for Delnord was how it played down the stretch against the Panthers, especially at the free throw line. Now, this comes after missing 8 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter in a loss to Arcata to end the Big Five conference season against McKinleyville. The Warriors sank 8 of 10 in the final period, and it proved to be the difference.
As we mentioned, Delnord lost to St. Bernard's twice this season. The first time was way back on December 10th during a blizzard at Mount Shasta tournament where the Warriors played without MVP candidate Nunez and the Crusaders captured a 39-32 victory. But then again on January 21st at St. Bernard's home gym by a score of 42-41 in a game that was back and forth the whole second half.
Well, the Crusaders are paced by sophomore sensation Layla Flovillas, who is averaging 17 points a contest, and by junior Madeline Shanahan, who is averaging just under 15 a game. But against Del Norte, it's been Shanahan who has dominated, scoring 21 points in the first game, 17 in the second.
Del Norte coach Justin Clifton said the key for the Warriors tonight, handle the pressure in the backcourt. Coach has been working on the last couple days and says, we have to make sure we don't turn the ball over in the backcourt and give St. Bernard's easy transition. Look, also the rebound. Shanahan's had her way sometimes on the rebound. The Warriors got to find her and get a body on her and win the battle on the boards. Have movement without the ball. Coach Clifton really reiterated to it, if they're going to deny Nunez the ball, they're going to get her moving, set some picks for her, and get her open and get her the ball.
Well, St. Bernard's is coached by veteran Matt Tomlin, and love him or hate him, he gets as much out of a team as it can produce, be it on the football field or on the basketball court.
Coach Tomlin, you could almost use this as a football reference. He says, we got to pressure the Warriors' ball handling. And that was a lot of pressure the Warriors' running game in football. But he says, we have got to make sure that we make it uncomfortable for them when they have the ball. Get Shanahan some space. Coach Tomlin really likes the idea of playing on the bigger floor. He believes Shanahan against the Del Norte big, if given the opportunity and space, he can beat any of them one-on-one.
Well, we'll see, because the size of the key is exactly the same as it is any other gym. It's the rest of the floor that's longer than what either of these teams are used to.
That brings us to the starting lineups brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features schedules, news, and where you can find rebroadcasts of Warrior games. That's DelNorteSports.com. And for the 20-4 St. Bernard's Crusaders, they'll be starting sophomore number one, Aaliyah Vigil. They'll be starting Maya Herr, number five. Number 11, junior, Madeline Shanahan. Number 12, sophomore, Layla Florvillis. And number 22, senior, Matea Sherman. And for Del Norte, it's a standard five as of late. Number one, sophomore, Brooklyn Carter. Number two, junior, Lily Nunez. Number 20, senior, Gianna Taylor. Number 22, junior, Jacqueline Gorbett. And number 35, sophomore, Lauren Stutz will be starting for both squads.
Stutz is going to play a key role tonight. She has to find ways to become a rebounding demon, similar to what we've seen earlier in the season for her. If she doesn't, Shanahan can really dominate.
I believe they're getting ready for the national anthem.
For the start of the semifinal battle between the Warriors of Del Norte and the Crusaders of St. Bernard's. The Crusaders have won 5 in a row over Del Norte, following the Warriors winning 9 of 10 over the Crusaders. Now, as we mentioned, the winner of tonight's game will play the winner of the Ferndale-Eureka game, which will follow this battle. Championship game is set for Friday, tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the gym at Cal Poly Humboldt in Arcata, formerly known, of course, as Humboldt State University. Our officials tonight, it's a good crew. Justin Mora, Tim Pop, and Justin Eastloss.
It's a good group of guys right there.
Good group, good solid, experienced group, which is what you want to see in a playoff game such as this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about North Coast Sections while we got a couple minutes here, as everything's starting to shape up in North Coast Sections Division 4 when it comes to the girls. Piedmont, number one, 23-0, Piedmont is.
So Piedmont has its girls' basketball affairs in order, completely opposite of what its football program was like when we visited there last season.
They must have spent all their money on the basketball, the football team. That was not very classy.
Was the most disorganized thing in terms of a program I've ever seen.
But Piedmont girls, ranked in the top five in the state overall, are the number one seed in North Coast Division IV. St. Bernard's ranked number two right now, and sitting at number three is Del Norte. I don't think I've ever seen a Dick Nicolai semifinal game that pits a number two and three team in a section against each other. So you guys are in for a treat tonight. Sitting at number four is Branson. Everybody knows where Branson is. Branson is one of the
It's in Missouri. Oh, no, it's a different Branson.
Wait till you look up the... If we do get to play them, I remember I went down, John, I went down and covered a volleyball North Coast section game at Branson High School. It was sits way back up in the woods. It's a private school. Very nice private school. They're sitting at number four. McKinleyville at five. Healdsburg at six. And Arcata at number seven. So the HGN have four teams in the top seven in North Coast Division IV. So we'll see how it all falls. Those selections will come on Sunday after this weekend's tournament. The tournament will take complete tomorrow. And selection Sunday will be around noon. They'll drop all those. Saying hi to all the officials there?
Yeah,
you like being courtside, don't you?
I was giving a hard time to our friend Justin Eastloss, who was... I've never seen an official take more care of folding his jacket.
Yes.
I mean, his mom's going to be proud.
His wife is going to be proud. So it'll be Shanahan jumping against Stutes. Warriors in their road, blue outfits, and the Crusaders in their white. And here we go, Warrior fans, on their way. The jump's going to go to the Crusaders. It's going to be them coming back across midcourt. That's her with the ball. Her goes right side to V-Hill. She'll fire the three. Nobody guards her. She misses. Long rebound to Brooklyn. We're going to get a travel call by Brooklyn as she tried to break away from everything there. Turnover for the Warriors.
Take your time. Relax. Just another basketball game with postseason ramifications. That's all.
Sherman will inbound the ball. Underneath their own basket with the new shot clock. Gets the ball in. They're going to leave V-Hill open again. She knocks down the three ball, and the Crusaders take a 3-0 lead. Full court zone pressure by St. Bernard. Nunez over to Gorbett. Skip pass trying to get it to Taylor. Ball stolen. Her back the other way. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Loose ball on the ground is going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders. Tough to get a skip pass in the backcourt off the press.
Two possessions, and Del Norte has yet to get it across the midcourt line.
Nunez will inbound. Gets it into Taylor. Patience, over to Gorbett. Gorbett will break it across midcourt. Over to Nunez. Dribble drive, kick to Carter, fires a three from the corner. We've seen it all the time. She misses the three, though, and the rebound goes to the Crusaders. It's V-Hill out to Shanahan. Back to V-Hill. They're going to leave her open. She fires. No good. Rebound by the Warriors. Gorbett back the other way. In transition. Up with the shot. She's going to get fouled in the bucket. What a great athletic play coast to coast by Gorbett. She'll get the bucket, and she's fouled.
And we talked about this against McKinleyville. She went right to the bucket. She didn't fade away. She went right to the hoop.
So a little bit of a defensive... He didn't know if it would work for him. Misses the free throw, but the Warriors are not guarding her out on the perimeter. They're double-teaming Shanahan instead. They're going to give Hill that shot. Ball goes right side to up on top to Shanahan. Fires a three, top of the key, knocks it down. The big girl knocks down a big three. 6-2 your score. Nunez tries to break the double team in the press. Breaks away from him, 23 on the shot clock, picks it up, throws it away to her. She goes up, misses the shot. Crusaders back up with it, knocks it down, and that's going to be D-Hill. Warriors struggling out of the press. Gianna Taylor breaks it by herself, goes corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, 8-foot jumper on the way, no good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. They'll slow it down coming back across midcourt. That's going to be for Villas with the ball. Warriors trail by 6 now, 8-2 your score. All in transition as the Crusaders turn it over on the perimeter, unforced.
We saw the same thing against McKinleyville. Dillard fell behind 8-2 early, but had a nice run and led it by 10 halfway through the second quarter.
Taylor with the ball, slowly coming up. Pressure goes midcourt, tries to get it to Stoops. Ball stolen by Shanahan. Over to V-Hill. Kicked it back out. The ball is knocked away from by Forvillis, but she'll get it back and puts it up and in. Forvillis gets the easy bucket, and that quickly, 8-point lead for the Crusaders in a timeout called by Coach Clifton.
That timeout allows us to say hello to the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, the businesses that make Warrior Broadcast on KPOD and Dillon Sports possible. They include Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Right now, my wife's car is there.
5:35 left here in the first quarter. Warriors trail 10-2. Four turnovers in the backcourt, all leading to transition baskets for St. Bernard's. And we talked about those are some of the keys to the game. Coach Clifton says we can't turn it over in the backcourt. And Coach Tomlin says we're going to ball pressure. It's a battle of those two wills right
now. And so right now it's ball pressures winning. Del Norte has just not been able to successively transverse getting the ball into the front court and getting a good shot.
So the Warriors will be inbounding the ball. Fresh shot clock, 30 seconds on the shot clock as Nunez will inbound. So they let him get it in. Nunez gets it into Taylor. Taylor over to Gorbett. Gorbett by herself, back over to Taylor, and they break off the trap. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Nunez dribble drive, kicks it to Carter. Carter fires the three from the wing, knocks it down. They found Brooklyn in the corner. She got it. Cuts the lead 2-5. 10-5 your score. Florvillis across midcourt. Right side over to Sherman. Shot goes up by V-Hill. Misses. Rebounded by Gorbett. They're going to let V-Hill shoot from the perimeter, and she missed another one. Nunez with the ball. She's going to skip it backside, and she's going to throw it away.
Fifth turnover, and we are barely 3 minutes into the game.
Unforced turnover there again. 10-5 your score. Forvillis is going to walk it up the floor. Forvillis slowly coming up, guarded by Taylor. Right side to Sherman. Sherman looking underneath, gets it to Shanahan. Shanahan dribble drive, goes by Stoops, up with the shot. No good, rebounded by Nunez. Nunez dribble drives by her. Nunez going to the basket, up over Shanahan. Nice floater by Nunez. She gets her first bucket. Warriors trail by 3.
Warriors on a 5-0 run.
Florvillis across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Warriors in a man-to-man defense. In a zone, a box, kind of a diamond. As Stoops is staying in the middle of the key, they will leave Florvillis open in the corner. Shanahan with the top of the key. Dribble drive, kicks back to Florvillis. She got lost underneath. Great move by V-Hill. Another 2-point basket. She's got 7. And the Crusaders lead by 5. Gorbett back to Gianna. Gianna still in the backcourt, guarded by Florvillis. Back to Nunez. Nunez breaks the double team down the floor. Shot goes up. 10-footer on the way. No good. Long rebound's going to go to her. And we're going to get a foul as Nunez is going to pick it up. Nunez picks up the foul on the reach after the rebound. Her first foul. It's going to be Crusaders ball. Into the ballgame for the Crusaders is Boham. Alyssa Boham, the freshman, into the ballgame. She'll toss it in to Florvillis and bring it across midcourt with 3:30 left here in the first quarter. Florvillis, left side to her. Gets it to Shanahan. Shanahan's going to get fouled at the free throw line on the ground. Foul's going to go against Gorbett. She picks up her first. Two team fouls against the Warriors. Crusaders will inbound underneath their own basket, leading by five. It's going to be Boham inbounding the ball to Vigil. Vigil fires the three. The ball goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. Delnor ball. Not a bad idea leaving her open for three, but she's gotten lost on the baseline a couple of times and picked up a couple easy buckets.
Well, she's one for four now at, from that corner.
Nunez, dribble drive, breaks that double team. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Gorbett. She'll go up and she'll get fouled. Great, strong move by Gorbett after the backside rebound. Foul's going to go against Florvillis. She'll pick up her second as Gorbett goes to the line to shoot two.
Gorbett coming off her double-double against McKinleyville.
58% free throw shooter, knocks down the first one. She's averaging seven a game. Doubled that up last game. Entering the ballgame for the first time for the Crusaders, number three, that's junior Hannah Thief. Second free throw on the way, no good. Picked up by Florvillis. And we're going to have a second cheap foul in the backcourt by Gorbett.
When you try that, she tried to cut her off along the sideline and just got there late. You have to get there early.
Quick pull for Gorbett. 3 minutes left in the first quarter with two. Kamora McCoby comes in the ballgame. 3:12 left. Warriors trail by four here in the first quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Florvillis across midcourt. Right side to Boham. She'll fire the three. Front rim, no good. Picked up by Nunez. She'll push it back out in transition. All the way to the middle of the key. Kicks it back out to Carter. Carter fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Boham. Back out to Florvillis. Crusaders try to push it back the other way. Florvillis doesn't have the numbers. Kicks it back out on top. Dribble drive by her. We're going to get a travel call. Good defense by the Warriors. Good transition defense as they stopped the fast break and then got back in the key and forced the travel. Taylor's got it. Out to Nunez. Nunez breaks across midcourt. All the way up with the shot, and she's going to get it over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn up. Nice job by Brooklyn Carter. Putting up the baseline jumper. She's got five. Warriors trail by two. Coach Tomlin trying to work the official down there.
Delnart was down 10-2. They battled back to make it a two-point game.
Florvillis with a shot from Mickey. Air ball out of bounds. It's going to be Delnor ball as the tides have shifted in the last 2 minutes.
Momentum. Delnor has got it right now.
Nunez will inbound the ball to Taylor. Over to Kamora. To Stoops. Backside to Nunez. Dribble drive, pulls it back out on top, up to the middle. Nice little floater by Nunez. A little stutter step to the middle of the key. Faked me out even.
When she took that,
I thought,
oh no, she's off balance. The shot was perfect.
Florvillis across midcourt. Guarded by Taylor. Delnord in a diamond one as they keep pressuring underneath Shanahan. Shanahan has to go on the perimeter to get it. She gets the three-point line. Dribble drive to the elbow. She's going to throw it away. Taylor comes up with it. And the Warriors out in transition. Right side to Nunez. 1:30 to play. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Dribble drive middle of the key by Nunez. Stolen, knocked away. Back the other way. Her in transition. She goes up, misses. Rebound back up by Florvillis. She misses. Shanahan gets the rebound and she goes up and is fouled. Great effort by the Crusaders. Three rebounds in a row. Foul's going to go against Nunez. She picks up two. Two on Gorbett, two on Nunez. Shanahan at the line, 50% free throw shooter. Knocks down the first one. Crusaders only shooting 49% from the line this year.
That's not good.
That's not good. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound by Carter. She'll push it back the other way in transition. Dribble drive baseline. Up with the shots, no good. Rebound by Nunez. She'll put it back up and in over Shanahan. Nunez has six. Warriors lead by one. 14-13 your score with less than a minute to play. Corvallis across midcourt. Left side to her. Back to Corvallis on the baseline. Double team. Back to her. Fires the three. No good. Long rebound, though, is going to go to Boham. Kimura guarding her. Shanahan. Dribble drive. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Corvallis. She'll put it back up and in. They're owning the offensive board. 15-14 your score. Taylor with the ball. Dribble drive by Taylor, and she's going to get fouled on the sideline. Foul's going to go against the Crusaders. It's going to be Fink picking up her first. The junior picks up her first foul. Third team foul against the Crusaders. The Warriors will inbound on the sideline. 15-14 your score. Shot clock's turned off with 24 seconds left. Taylor will inbound the ball and try to get it into Nunez. Gets it into Nunez. Shot clock's off, 20 seconds left. Dribble drive kick out to Taylor. She fires the three. Nothing but net by Deanna. The three-point basket by the senior gives the Warriors a two-point lead. 9 seconds, Lavelis with the ball. Dribble drive, scoop shot, no good. Rebound by her. She dribbles it off her own foot. Picked up by Carter, still loose, and that's going to do it. At the end of the first quarter, Delanor leads 17-15. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delanor Warrior Sports.
Delanor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delanor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delanor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delanor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Delanor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to College of the Redwoods, home of the Corsairs.
Now, you know what a Corsair is? You know what a Corsair is?
What is a Corsair?
Well, it's one. It's another name for a pirate, but in more recent terms, it was the name of the plane that the United States used in the Pacific against Japan in World War II, the Corsair. Remember the show Baa Baa Black Sheep?
Sure.
Happy Boynton. Those were Corsairs.
Amazing, John. You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, I watched a lot of TV growing up.
And this is named after?
This is named, the court is, it's the Bill Treguon Court. A longtime coach and official here.
Warriors will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading by two. 17-15 your score. Taylor has the ball top of the key. Dribble handoff to Nunez. 2-3 zone by the Crusaders. Up pocket, Kimura sets the pick for Nunez. She dribble drives baseline. Comes back out on top, get fast on top. 9 seconds, Brooklyn Carter with the ball. Gets underneath to Stoots. The ball's going to be going off Stoots' hand. Turnover by the Warriors. Seven turnovers so far in the game. Almost one per minute. That's not going to win you too many ball games.
Nope.
Boham's going to bring the ball across midfloor as Corvallis is taking a break. High post to Shanahan at the free throw line. Hand off to Boham. Kicks it outside. Shot goes up. B. Hill shoots it. No good. Rebounded by Stoops. Out to Nunez. In transition. She'll dribble by Vigil. Up with the shot. She's going to get fouled by Shanahan.
The old one-on-three fast break pays dividends for Del North.
Jump into the big girl. Foul's going to go against Shanahan. She picks up her first. Four fouls against the Crusaders as Nunez goes to the line for the first time tonight. First free throw, no good. Back rim. 63% free throw shooter. The Warriors shooting 64% from the line. Warriors still lead by two, 17-15 your score. Nunez up with their second free throw. Goes in, Warriors lead by three. Florvillis back into the ballgame. She'll bring it across midcourt. Quick break for Florvillis there, about 1 minute. And the quarter break, though. Oh, they tried to go high post. Post wasn't looking, but it fell into Shanahan's hand. She'll take a nice move baseline and knock down a 10-footer. Two-point basket for Shanahan, and the lead's back down to the one for the Warriors. Nunez across midcourt, guarded by Bohan. Underneath, tried to get it to Kimura. The ball's going to be
stolen by the Crusaders.
Stolen by the Crusaders, and there's a foul, I believe, on Kimura. Kimura McCovey picks up a foul. That's three fouls in the backcourt on rebound that the Warriors got to make sure they correct. That's five team fouls against the Warriors. Florvillis comes back across midcourt. Gets a pick on the left side by Boham. Dribble drive. Up with the shot, no good. Tries to get her own rebound, but it's going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders.
Nice defense by Brooklyn Carter there, coming off her individual and protesting that shot enough to make it errant.
No pressure by the St. Vernon's Crusaders now, as they're in a half-court set. Man-to-man defense this time down. High post, low post to Stoops over Shanahan, and she's going to get called for the travel. It's Shanahan that just stood there with their hands up. Dude gets the travel, another turnover. As next dead ball, it'll be Gorbit coming in. Florvillis slowly coming across midcourt. Warriors in a diamond defense. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors as Brooklyn broke up a pass. It was going quarter to Sundberg, but it was got knocked away. Gorbit comes in.
Somebody has to come out.
Nobody's come out yet. Kimura comes out. You got to go tell the person.
Yeah.
They're going to double-team Shanahan underneath here.
You can go 6-on-5, but eventually you'll get caught.
Florvillis has it out on top over to Veal. She'll fire from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go to Taylor. Taylor push it back the other way in transition. She's got the handles to get there. All the way to the basket. No good on the layup. Rebound by the Warriors, though. Dribble drive by Gorbit up with the shot. No good, and Gorbit's going to pick up her third foul.
Ouch, that hurts.
Gorbit has three. Warriors have six. And quickly she'll come out of the ballgame.
Gorbit had 15 points, 12 rebounds in the last outing against McKinleyville on Tuesday night.
Warriors will have to go without her services for the rest of the half, probably, with 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Shanahan brings it down across midcourt. Back out on top to Bohan. Bohan over to Florvillis, left side to Shanahan. Dribble drive, kick, shot goes up. No good, rebounded by Shanahan, though. She'll go back up. Another rebound. Oh, Delort gets the rebound, but throws it right to the St. Bernard Crusader.
Never save the ball if you don't know where it's going.
Boham gets the bucket as Nunez saved and threw it right to her. Crusaders back up by one. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive. Backside to Stoots. What a great pass. Great vision from Nunez to the backside. Stoots gets her first bucket.
Third assist of the night from Nunez.
2019, your score. Warriors back up by one. Lily Wilson will be checking into the ball game next dead ball. Back out on top for Villas. Up with the shot. No good. Gets her own long rebound, though. Scoop shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Stoop. Out to Nunez. Nunez will push it back the other way. 1-on-3. Up with the shot. She's going to get fouled as she gets the bucket.
My goodness, what a shot.
And that's going to happen all day as she went right to the sideline and got the push.
Now, Coach Tomlin is giving Justin Islas an earful, but that was a solid call all the way.
Nunez gets the bucket and a chance for the three-point play. Warriors lead 22-19 to turn into a two-possession game right here, as she does. Knocks down the bucket. Warriors lead by four. 4:25 left here in the first half. Florvillis back across midcourt. They've went five out, St. Bernard's has. Shanahan out on the perimeter now. All the way out top of the key, guarded by Wilson. Dribble by Wilson. Nunez gets there. Back to Shanahan. Dribble drive back over to Sundberg. Sundberg goes up, and she's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Taylor as the sophomore Jocelyn Sundberg will go to the line. Taylor picks up her first, seventh team foul. It's going to be a two-shot foul, but it'll be bonus from here on out for the Crusaders. First free throw, no good. Entering the ball game, back in the ball game for the Crusaders will be her. Amaya Herr back in.
Del Norte has outscored the Crusaders 21-9 after falling behind 10-2.
Second free throw on the way is good for the Crusaders. Back down to a three-point game. Nunez, no pressure by Crusaders anymore. Man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. Nunez with the ball. Nunez would like to find one of those backside posts here once again. Dribble drive by Nunez. Back out to Taylor. She'll fire the three. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded on the floor. We're going to... Kimora, I believe, is going to pick up the loose ball foul.
Yep.
McCovey picks up the foul. It's a one-on-one situation.
17 foul against Del Norte. And that's one you hate to see because it's about 85 feet away from,
four
the basket.
Of them. Yep. Four of them on rebounds on the other end that have resulted in fouls now. Floor Villas is at the line for the first time.
The problem is it's been after the rebound.
Yeah.
St. Bernard's has gotten the rebound, and then we try to poke it away.
I don't think nobody had that one. That was definitely a loose ball one. But, yes, you're right. The other ones were definitely after the rebound. Corvillis knocked down the first free throw. 58% free throw shooter, averaging 17 a game. Has five so far tonight. Down to a two-point lead for the Warriors, pinning the second free throw here. Second free throw on its way. No good. Long rebound, though. Picked up by St. Bernard. It's going to be knocked off Florville. Not off Florville. Came off Del Norte. It's going to be Crusader ball. Long rebound went out of bounds there. Crusader's ball. Sherman will get it in. To the corner to Sundberg. Dribble drive back to the top. Florville's dribble drive baseline. Gets underneath. Great look. Back out to her. Back out to Florvillis. 10-footer on the way. No good. Air ball. Ball saved by Eureka, but it's out of bounds. Trying to save that one was Fontenot. And Nunez will bring it back across midcourt. 3:20 to play here in the first half. 23-20 your score. Warriors lead by two. Nunez, dribble drive. Up over Fontenot. Knocks it down. Great strong move by Nunez.
Lily's feeling it. She is feeling it.
Warriors back up by four, 25-21 your score. This is a lot like the last game we saw with these two teams in St. Bernard. Corner to Fontenot. Back out on top to her. Dribble drive by her, looking for somebody. Stolen by Suth, out to Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Her tracking her down. Up with the shot. Got it. Lily Nunez with another bucket in transition.
And
timeout on the floor by Coach Tomlin. He's not happy with his team's effort getting back on defense.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947, which makes them older than me, if that is possible. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? My wife will tell you, yes, we do. I should call Crescent Cabinets because it's right there in the name, Crescent Cabinets. And our friends at Del Norte Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture, not to mention it's the greatest place in the world for gifts. Now at 3rd and H Streets in Crescent City.
And truffles.
Truffles. They got candy.
Truffles.
They, if you like old school candy, go to Del Norte Office Supply. They've got the stuff that we grew up with.
Jelly Bellies.
27-21, Del Norte in front.
Del Norte definitely went our run in the last couple of possessions there. But, John, you weren't at that St. Bernard's game down there, but this is how it was. It was kind of like a puncher's match, back and forth, all the way through the second half, where we had like five or six lead changes. Dunlap's done a great job of responding every time the Crusaders come back.
How many points does Lily have?
Lily has 14 so far.
Along with three rebounds and three assists.
If Coach Tomlin was going to try to take Lily out of the game,
good luck.
His team has struggled in that department tonight. Fontenot across midcourt. I'm sorry, that's for Villas. Across midcourt to Shanahan. Back over to her. They'll kick it corner to Vigil. Back out on top to her. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. It's going to be a foul against Stoops.
Stoops, keep your hands straight up.
She put him down again.
I told her this.
I saw you trying to coach her up.
I told her this before the game. Keep your hands straight up. Don't put them forward. Put them up.
Going to be a foul against Stoops. It's going to put her at the line for two. Looking for her first points of the ball game. Back rim, no good. Amaya Herr, a 26% free throw shooter.
I can relate to that.
But you were never a point guard.
No, I was never a point guard. I was the third string center on the sophomore basketball team.
You don't see too many guards.
You got that one.
You got that one, though. Back down to a five-point lead, 27-22 your score. As Herr comes out.
Back to the full court pressure.
Full court pressure, same press we saw before, the 3-2. The diamond press. Gigi down to Nunez in the corner. Nunez breaks it across midcourt. Dribble drive against Shanahan. Pulls it back out. Skip pass to Kimura. Back to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. No good. Rebound by the Crusaders. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Brooklyn tried to break it up, but it's going to be St. Bernard's ball.
I wish Brooklyn would take a half a beat more and set herself before launching. She's trying to get him off her three-point shot off so fast.
It's a little hop she has.
She can do the hop, but she has to do it in rhythm.
In rhythm. Find that rhythm. For Villas across midcourt, right side to Sherman back in the ballgame. To Shanahan, she's got it at the high post. Over to Vigil. Dribble drive baseline, kicks it back out. Dribble drive by. Great look backside. Dribble drive gets it off to For Villas. She gets an easy bucket on the baseline. Back to a three-point game. Taylor, backside to Kimura. Corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn dribble drive back to Nunez. She'll fire the three from the wing. Nothing but lit for Lily Nunez.
Can I say it? Can I say it?
Go for it.
Bingo!
30-24 your score with a minute left in the first half. Warriors respond every time the Crusaders score. Corvillis with the ball across midcourt. Looking for Shanahan, almost taken away by Kimura. But she's got it driving baseline. Blocking call against Stoops. As she was all the way underneath the basket, but Stoops kind of gave her a little bump. Stoops picks up her second. We don't need her to pick up her third here.
And it's going to be double bonus the rest of the way for the Crusaders. That's only a minute five.
Shanahan at the line, 50% free throw shooters, one of two tonight. First free throw's no good. Entering the ball game will be Herr will come back in. Winningham will come in. I'm guessing Stoots will come out with two fouls. And Shanahan will finish her second free throw here. 1 minute left here in the first half. 30-24 your score. Shanahan knocks down the second free throw. Back down to a five-point lead. Nunez has it. Back to Shanahan. Back to Taylor. To Kimura. Breaks the double team. Ball's going to be knocked away by For Villas. For Villas quickly back the other way in transition. Off the turnover. Layup goes up. No good. Rebounded by Nunez. Double dribble. And that was just kind of the same situation. We didn't get the call, but Herr took it away from Nunez in the backcourt, but ended up double dribbling. 48 seconds left. Taylor has it guarded by For Villas. They're just going to clear out here. Taylor breaks the double team, corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the three. Back rim, no good, rebound by Herr. Shot clock turned up. Shot clock, game clock turned off. Shanahan up with the layup in transition and misses, but she's going to get fouled. Was the foul against?
Taylor.
Foul goes against Taylor.
Her second.
Taylor gets her second. And it's going to be Shanahan at the line for two. She's 50% so far. Knocks down the first one. 30-26 your score. Warriors lead by four. 29 seconds left here in the first half. Shot clock will be turned off. Second one on its way. She gets both of them as Taylor will inbound the ball. Gets it into Nunez.
Warriors want to play for the last shot here.
Nunez back over to Taylor. Over to Nunez. She'll dribble drive, breaks the double team across midcourt. All the way to the basket, finds backside Winningham. Goes up, shot blocked. Picked up by Shanahan. Shanahan out in transition. Looking to go all the way to the basket, knocked away. Villas picks it up, gets the layup. Layla picks up the bucket. Nunez across midcourt, goes up with the shot, I thought there was a foul call, but there wasn't. So at the end of the half, Nunez misses the half quarter. 30-29 your score, John. Whew, wild finish of the first half, but back and forth, like I said, different runs.
You know, Eureka, St. Bernard's jumped to the early lead, 10-2. Delmar came back, led by as many, I believe, as six, and then had a six-point lead with about a minute to go, and the Crusaders managed to cut that down to a one-point margin. Still, despite Delmar having 11 turnovers in the first half, they're still up by one at halftime.
We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. The Delmar Warriors lead the St. Bernard's Crusaders 30-29. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warriors Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to College of the Redwoods. The semifinals of the Humboldt Del Norte League Dick Nicolai Championship Tournament. John Pritchett, John Horner with you here at halftime. And it's the Warriors in front 30-29. And before we go any further, let's talk about Del Norte High's wrestling team, because the Warrior wrestling team just finished second Saturday at the North Coast Section Redwood Empire Dual Meet Championships. And an impressive performance by Del Norte as the Warriors first pounded Piner High 75-6 in the quarterfinal round, then nipped Casa Grande 29-28 in the semifinals before falling to Ukiah in the championship round. The final was 43-19. Now, Saturday, Del Norte and the rest of the Humboldt Del Norte League will be in Fortuna for the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship. The Warriors are the defending champion in both the boys and the girls division. And you'll be able to find out about that via KPOD the news and also on the Del Norte Sports website. Warriors leading 30-29, and we have a very special guest joining us here at courtside.
Thank you. Thank you much, John, for hooking me up with the headsets here as we got Coach Jesse Gennaro with us here at the half, coach of the Eureka Loggers, one of the assistant coaches of the Eureka Loggers. You guys got kind of an all-star coaching staff down there. Romeo Still, head coach Napoleon. You guys rock it. Got it going on down here in Eureka.
Yeah, I know the what do you want to call it, the core nucleus of the coaching staff has been great all year. We each got a job to do, and we all focus on one thing, and it seems to work.
What a great season for the Loggers, 22-5 right now, 7-1 in conference play, sitting in the top five in Division III. What are you guys ranked right now as Max Prep came out? Do you remember?
I think we're three.
Number three in Division III.
Yes.
For the North Coast section,
61 in state.
Great season for you guys so far. Big game against for you guys tonight against Ferndale. Always scrappy, always going to give it everything you got. What's Eureka got to do tonight to punch their ticket?
You know, to be honest, if we just play what we've been doing all year, defense kind of controls our tempo for us. We should be okay. We haven't seen a lot of Ferndale this year, but like you said, they're always scrappy, always in games. Well coached over there with Tara Alvey. Great coach, does a real good job with those girls. But I think we'll be okay as long as we focus on what we got to do and do our job.
Well, if you know, the HTN success in the North Coast section ranking categories, we owe a lot of that credit to you guys and to McKinleyville going down and also St. Bernard's going down, getting some big wins in non-conference action against some really good opponents down there. I don't think I've ever seen the HTN this well represented in girls basketball in the North Coast section. It's got to be hats off not only to us in Del Norte, but to HDN. What do you give some of that credit to, all the success that we're having when it comes to girls basketball?
I honestly think it's the coaching staff all the way around the league. There's been some changes, but for the most part, they kind of keep their core together. Justin's done a great job here up at Del Norte. You know, you got Cheek up there in McKinleyville, been there a while. Doug Oliveira with plenty of background history in him.
Plenty of firepower.
Firepower all the way around on all the coaching staff. And then the girls just seem to buy into at every league, every school. It seems to be the sport for the girls, right?
So. A lot of travel ball going on for all the squads, yes. Too, which really helps when they're playing more. And, you know, before, you know, 5, 10, 12 years ago, you saw a lot of that when it came to boys' action. But it's kind of flipped the script. A lot of more girls are playing competitive all-around basketball now.
Yeah, it seems to be almost year-round for a lot of them, right?
It makes
a huge difference. Always have a ball in their hand, always be on the court.
About 3.5 minutes before we start the second half here, I want to take a quick look at the North Coast Section Division 4 ranking. St. Bernard's now at 2, Del Norte 3, McKinleyville 5, Arcata is 7. I don't know if I've seen a section ranking like that
all
for girls basketball.
All above the top 10, all above the top 8.
All in the top 10. And then you have a Dick Nicolai semifinal game that pits the number 2 and 3
set. 2 and 3 keys. And look, we're a one-point game at halftime.
One-point game at halftime. And the last time these two teams met, it was at St. Bernard's High at the high school there, and it was so close to the same kind of game.
Was that a one-point game?
One-point game, 42-41 was the score. St. Bernard's and Del Norte changed leads about 7 times in the second half.
Fun game.
And I'm expecting to see pretty close to the same
thing.
A little more scoring this game, but that matinee game, those are always tough. It was a midday game.
Yeah.
They didn't start out strong, either one of them, but really picked up the intensity at the end.
Absolutely.
Coach, you kind of watched the first half there. What's Del Norte got to do in the second half to get this win today?
Keep pressing the ball. They're lacking size inside, but if they can keep that speed going down the floor, they'll be all right.
Shanahan with only 9 points in the first half. 4 of those came in from free throws. She only made 2 field goals. Super important you make sure she stays uncomfortable.
She stays uncomfortable. You got to get Florvis uncomfortable as well.
Florvis in transition got a couple quick buckets. She got the buckets on the turnovers Del Norte had in the first quarter in the backcourt. So she definitely capitalizes off the turnovers. And if you're Coach Tomlin in the locker room, what do you got to do to take out the Warriors?
You got to stop Lily foremost. If you don't do that, you're going to have a long night ahead of you.
Lily Nunez, 17 first half
there
points.
There you go.
She's averaging 16 a game, and she had 3 field goals. Nunez also had 4 rebounds and 3 assists in
and
the
let
first.
Me tell you,
it's probably going to be important to know where she's at on the
and
floor.
And she works for all those points. She worked hard for all of them.
She's not tall. She's not super athletic.
No.
She just likes to get after it.
And a great IQ.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck. Good luck tonight for Ferndale, and hopefully we see you tomorrow night at Lumberjack Arena as we get another shot at the Loggers. A lot of people say that game at Jay Willard was a fluke, and I would really like to win this and come prove tomorrow night that it wasn't.
I don't think it was a fluke any given night with the ACN
right now.
It's any given night.
But at Jay Willard, it's usually the opposite.
But we'll take it. We'll take the fluke.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Jesse Gennaro, assistant coach for the Eureka Loggers. You know, I had to get the jab at the Eureka Loggers, as that rivalry is just huge. The Warrior fans, the Logger fans, would like nothing more than to see that rematch tomorrow night, and it could be a good one.
That will be the championship game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Cal Poly Humboldt.
Lumberjack Arena. And the first half scoring for the Warriors, Nunez had 17, Carter had 5, Taylor had 3, and Gorbett had 3. And for the St. Bernard's Crusaders, it was Shanahan with 9, Forvillis with 9, and Vigil had 7 points all in the first quarter.
Well, this has been the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiachi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiachi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiachi. Because where else are they going to put the Hiachi Hamlet? Makes no sense to put it in Klamath.
After the Warriors led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, they lead by 1 at the half. And it's going to be Crusaders ball coming out of the halftime. 30-29 your score. Down to a half of basketball here. 2 versus 3 in the North Coast Section Division 4 right now. Semifinals of the Dick Nicolai Tournament. Shanahan has the ball at the high post. Goes bottom side over 2 corners. Kerr has the ball in the corner. She'll dribble it back top. Finds Forvillis, cutting to the basket. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Stoops. Stoops gets it to Kimura. Hand off to Taylor. Taylor will bring it up across midfloor. Dribble handoff to Nunez. As they'll switch, it's going to be a zone. Get past to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires the 3 from the wing. No good. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders. It's going to be Delmar ball. That was a big skip pass clear across the court to Brooklyn. Brooklyn just couldn't get it to fall.
She struggled from 3-point land. She hit one early, but has not been able to find the range so far tonight.
As a shooter, you got to keep shooting, though. Got to have her in the perimeter, especially if they're going to double-team. High post to Kimura. Kimura goes up, misses. Big, tall rebound by Forvillis. She'll push it back the other way in transition. Guarded by Brooklyn Carter out on the perimeter. Corner to her. Her out on top to Sherman. Sherman fires the 3 and knocks it down. Big 3-point basket by the Crusaders. We're going to have a ball went out of bounds. Brooklyn Carter caught it midcourt.
Dribbled it right off the leg of the Crusader.
So it's going to be Delmar ball. Nunez inbounds to Taylor. Over to Nunez across midcourt. Warriors trail by 2 now. 6:40 left here in the third quarter. Nunez shadowed out on top. Dribble drive. Pass over to Brooklyn. Picked up by Nunez after it was a loose ball. Kicked it back out on top to Taylor. Taylor dribble drive. 10-footer on the way. No good. Ball's going to go. Loose ball's going to be picked up by Vigil. Over to Forvillis. Crusaders back the other way. Dribble drive. Kick to her. She fires the 3 from the corner. Front rim no good. Rebound by Shanahan though. Kicks it back out to her. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Brooklyn Carter out in transition. She'll take it corner. And pull it back out on top. To Nunez. Dribble drive. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. And she fouls. Oh. Shanahan's going to pick up the foul.
There are certain plays that only elite athletes can pull off. In that case, Lily was going to her left. Stopped. Pivoted. Went to her right. Got the shot off while being hacked. You have to be a special athlete to be able to do that.
Shanahan picks up her second foul. And that's going to put Nunez at the line to shoot 1 to try to complete the 3-point play. No good. Rebound 2. Stoops goes back up and misses. Long rebound to Corbett. Corbett's going to get called for the double dribble. Turnover by the Warriors, but it's a tie ball game. 32-32 your score. Second foul on number 11 they got. Yeah, Shanahan. Shanahan picked up her second. Florvillis across midcourt, guarded by Kaler. Right side to Vigil. Dribble drive, and we're going to have a blocking foul against Stoops.
Stoops tried to take the charge, but she moved into her rather than stayed in the right position.
Stoops picks up the foul.
I believe that's her third, yeah.
Stoops is third, and it's going to put Vigil at the line for the first time tonight. Shot goes up, no good.
Stoops leading the Warriors with five rebounds.
46% from the free throw line by Vigil.
I have trouble with that sometimes, too.
Free throw line. Second one on its way. It goes in. 1-point lead for the Crusaders. Nunez with the ball. Over to Taylor. Taylor to Gorbett. Gorbett, dribble drive. Up with the shot.
It's blocked out of bounds.
Blocked out of bounds by Shanahan. It's going to be Delmore ball. It's going to be Taylor inbounding the ball. Gets it in to Nunez. Ball's loose. Picked up by Gorbett. Knocked around. Picked up by Nunez. She goes back up. Knocks it in. Third effort by the Warriors there. Gets a bucket by Nunez. Warriors back up by one. 34-33 your score. Florvillis with the ball. Dribble drive. Ball's loose. Picked up by Nunez. Another turnover by the Crusaders. And Lily's in transition. Knocked away by Florvillis, but she's going to get called for the foul. Florvillis will pick up her second. Second team foul. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. Taylor will inbound. Stack formation by the Warriors. Gorbett gets it in. Over to Stoops. Up with the shot. Great inbound play. Stoops gets the easy bucket over Shanahan. She's got four. Warriors back up by three. Just back and forth, John. What a great matchup these teams have made.
That's what we expected. Two teams very evenly matched. And timeout is called by Coach Tomlin.
36-33 your score with 4:40 left here in the third quarter.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center. We're doing the right thing matters. Delmore Damblin, now and always, now and always dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to our community.
36-33 your score with 4:44 left here in the third quarter. Delmore leading 36-33 in a game that's definitely been back and forth. St. Bernard's makes a run, takes the lead by one. Warriors get the lead back, stretch it to three. And it'll be St. Bernard's inbounding on their end of the court. Into Florvillis. Florvillis, dribble drive, kicks it right side to Vigil. Shot goes up from the corner from Sherman, no good. Rebounded by her. Shot doesn't go in, and it's going to be Delmore ball. Nunez out in transition. She's going to slow it down coming across. Guarded by Florvillis. 3-2 zone by St. Bernard. High post to Gorbett. Gorbett out to Nunez. Nunez gets the pick. 10-footer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Florvillis. Stolen by Gorbett, though. She goes up and misses. Picked up by Shanahan, and Stoops is going to pick up her fourth. Stoops will come out of the ball game. Winningham will come in. That's like the sixth foul in the backcourt off a rebound.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
We're not attacking the rebound. We're attacking after the rebound.
Florvillis bringing it across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Goes right side to Sherman. Sherman out on top. We're going to have a foul against Gorbett.
Uh-oh.
She pushes against the screen, and it's going to be Gorbett, fourth foul.
And now Coach Justin Clifton has some tough decisions to make.
Four fouls on Gorbett. Kimora's got to come in. She doesn't make it in by the end of the play. They inbounds the ball. Vigil has it. Back out on top. Dribble drive by Sherman. Up with the shot. We're going to have a foul against Brooklyn Carter. Warriors got a little stagnant defensively here. As Brooklyn picks up the foul, that's her first. Four fouls against the Warriors now as Sherman goes to the line for the first time. 51% free throw shooter misses the first one. Kimora comes in, Gorbett comes out.
And one thing that Coach Clifton has to be concerned about is he doesn't have the depth that St. Bernard's does. And with a bigger court, a lot more people, a lot harder to work.
Second free throw goes down, back to a two-point lead. Taylor with the ball over to Nunez. Nunez across midcourt to Taylor. Left side to Brooklyn. Fires the three, knocks it down. The sharpshooter, Johnny. Three-point basket by Carter. Delnor back up by five, 39-34. Sherman across midcourt. Underneath to Shanahan. Out to corner to Vigil. Dribble drive, kicks it back out on top. Sherman fires the three. Way off, no good. Rebound by Flor Villas, though, and she gets the easy bucket. Opportunistic bucket by Flor Villas, back down to a three-point lead.
Crusaders have owned the offensive glass tonight.
High post, middle to Flor Villas, over to Brooklyn. Dribble drive by Brooklyn Carter, up with the floater. Shot goes up, missed, but she's going to get her own rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball.
No, foul.
Foul?
Foul against St. Bernard's. No. They call it against Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Carter picks up her second foul. 80 feet away from the hoop once again. I thought she had a lot of that one, though. Flor Villas across midcourt. Over to her. To Shanahan at the free throw line. Dump off to Flor Villas. Up with the shot. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Vigil. Crusaders will reset and take a shot from the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Another rebound by the Crusaders. Flor Villas, dribble drive, scoop shot. No good again by the Crusaders. Nunez gets the rebound. She's out in transition. Behind the back, pulls it back out. Get past to Brooklyn. Brooklyn underneath to Brianna. Back to Kimora. Kimora fires a shot from 15 foot. Big shot by Kimora. A two-point basket in a timeout for Coach Tomlin.
41-36, our score, Delmar leading. And Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent like a good neighbor. Lisa is always there. South Coast Appliance, new and used appliances located behind Dutch Brothers in Brookings and in Crescent City. Brian's Beach Dogs, relish a day, catch it tomorrow, grab a dog and more in Harbor.
Gotta love Brian's Beach Dogs. I need to go back up there. I'm going up this weekend anyway.
There we go. I'm going up there as well.
You getting your oil change?
I'm not getting my oil change.
I'm going to Henry's, getting my oil change.
And then go get a Brian's Beach Dog.
What a day.
You're going to have a great day.
Slugs and Stones. My kids love the ice cream cones in the harbor.
Yeah, but they don't advertise with us, so just stay with the...
Hard not to think of sweets. I'm sorry, John. It slipped. Brian's Beach Dog. All right. Crusaders got the ball coming in. 5-point lead for the Warriors after the timeout by Coach Tomlin. Flor Villas walks it across midcourt. Dribble drive, switch, and we're going to have... Is it a blocking foul?
It's a blocking foul on Delnor.
Foul's going to go against Taylor. Gianna picks up her third.
Sixth team foul, so we'll be shooting the rest of the way.
Two fouls against the Crusaders. Shanahan, dribble drive, up with the shot, gets it to fall. Madeline gets the bucket, back to a three-point lead for the Warriors. Nunez with the ball, back to Taylor, slowly coming across midcourt. Underneath, tries to get it to Winningham, gets it back to Taylor, over to Kimora. Kimora goes up with the shot. knocked out of bounds off Winningham, off the rebound. It's going to be Crusader ball. Interesting ball movement there that time by the Warriors. Florvillis will come across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Warriors lead by three with a minute 15 left here in the third quarter. Florvillis gets a pick from Sherman. Still guarded by Taylor. Back to Sherman. Dribble drive. 5-V Hill. Skip pass to Florvillis. All the way to the basket, up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Florvillis missed five easy ones at least this quarter. As Taylor's going to slow it down and hand it back off to Nunez. 49 on the shot game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Nunez gets the pick from Kimura. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Long rebound to Taylor. Taylor will dribble drive. And she'll get called for the travel. 36 seconds left. Substitution coming in as Wilson comes in for Brianna. Winningham will take a seat. Boham will come back in for her with 36 seconds left. Delnort leading by three still, 41-38. Florvillis slowly across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Gets a pick from Shanahan. Goes to the basket, kicks it back out. Shot from the corner goes up, no good. Florvillis comes up with the rebound, though. She'll go up, miss. Shanahan will get the rebound, and she's fouled. Shanahan will go to the line to shoot. Kimura will pick up the foul. That's Kimura's third foul.
Delnord has to figure out some way to stop St. Bernard's from getting offensive rebounds. And every time it's 3-4 rebounds for the Crusaders.
First free throw's good. 41-39 your score. 19 seconds left here in the third quarter. This game finished 42-41 last time these two teams met. Second free throw's no good. Rebounded by Carter. 15 seconds left as Nunez comes across midcourt. Warriors will play for the last shot. Nunez guarded by Florvillis. Dribble drive, gets a pick from Wilson. Over to Taylor. Taylor fires the three. No good, rebound by Wilson. Back up, doesn't get it off in time. So at the end of three quarters, it's going to be Delnort 41 and the St. Bernard's Crusaders 39. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnort Warrior Sports.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnort Tire.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnort Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
College of the Redwoods, home of the Corsairs, here at College of the Redwoods Gym. And it's Delnort leading the St. Bernard's Crusaders by a score of 41-39. John, a highly contested three quarters.
You just feel like Delnort's holding on by their fingertips right now. They're in foul trouble. The Crusaders have far more players on the available. And then Brooklyn Carter misses the three-pointer.
But you're right, absolutely. Wilson gets the rebound. Gorba goes up and gets blocked again. It's going to be Delnort ball, but you're right. If the Warriors can do something this next 4 minutes, it could be huge.
Yes.
Gorbett's playing with four fouls, though. So Taylor will inbound underneath her own basket, get the ball into Nunez. Nunez guarded tightly out on top by her. Getting the pick from Gorbett over to Brooklyn. Ball's knocked away by Sherman. It's going to go out of bounds, Delnort ball. We got a new shot clock out of that, though, John.
I think they're going to talk about that.
if we take a look at, John, and we were talking about how close this was mirroring the last game. At halftime last game, it was St. Bernard's leading 23-21. At the end of three quarters, it was 33-31.
So they're going to put 18 on the shot clock.
But last time these two teams met, it was a two-point gain at the end of the half. It was a two-point lead for the Warriors at the end of three quarters. Almost mirror, about 10-point difference, though, of scoring. So it's going to be Delner ball with 15 on the shot clock. Taylor has it out on top, guarded by Florvillis. Left side to Brooklyn Carter. Dribble drive by Carter, pulls it back out. She'll fire the three. No good air ball. Saved by Taylor right into Sherman's hand, though. Crusaders are going to have it off the rebound. Florvillis back the other way, guarded by Taylor. To the corner to Shanahan, out on the perimeter. Dribble drive, back out on top to her. Her kicks it back out on top to Sherman. Three-point shot on the way. Off the backboard, John. The bank's open late. Sherman gets a three-point bucket. Crusaders lead by one. Nunez with the ball. Over to Gorbett. Gorbett breaks the double team. Over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, middle of the key, up the shot. Over to Gorbett. No good. Wilson gets the rebound. Lily Wilson, the senior, gets her first bucket. Warriors back up by one.
She has two rebounds this quarter already.
Shanahan just blocking everything, wailing her arms in there like an NBA shot blocker. Florvillis back out on top to Sherman. Dribble drive, scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Brooklyn Carter. She'll get it out in transition. She's going to get fouled. Foul's going to go against Sherman. Sherman picks up her first foul.
Just the 13 foul against the Crusaders.
Warriors have not shot too many free throws tonight. We haven't been in the bonus yet. Nunez inbounds to Taylor, hands it back off to Nunez coming across midcourt. 6 minutes to play. Warriors lead by one. Nunez with the ball. Dribble drive out to Taylor. Over to Nunez. Nunez looking to try to get by her, and it's going to be a foul. Foul's going to go against her, I believe. Her picks up the foul. That's her second. 14th foul. Warriors are going to get a new shot clock here. It's tight defense on Nunez tonight. Absolutely tight. And that's what Coach Tomlin said he needed to do. Gorbett has the ball. Dribble drive over to Lily Wilson. What a drop pass from Gorbett to Wilson. Wilson gets back-to-back buckets, and Delnor back up by three.
Lily Wilson, Dean and Mary's bouncing baby girl, has come to play in the fourth quarter.
She's done this in many games so far this year, coming in the fourth and making it happen. Scoop shot by the St. Bernard's in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Wilson. Vigil tried to knock something down. Nunez back across midcourt. 5:20 to play. Warriors lead by three. Nunez. Corner to Brooklyn. Underneath to Gorbett. Gorbett goes up and gets it blocked by Shanahan. Ball's knocked away. Picked up by Sherman, though. Crusaders back across midcourt. That's Shanahan. Dribble drive, and not a bad foul there, as Shanahan was dribbling by Wilson, and Wilson will pick up her first. Not a bad foul.
Shanahan has struggled tonight a bit at the free throw line.
Shanahan only a 50% free throw shooter. She's about 60% tonight. Knocks down the first free throw. 45-43 your score.
Dale Nord in front.
5 minutes to play. The junior, Madeline Shanahan, 6'2". At the line. Knocks down both free throws. Back to a one-point game.
Tried to jinx her and couldn't.
I know you. We worked on it. Taylor with the ball coming across midcourt. Getting double-teamed. Breaks the double-team by herself and back across midcourt. Taylor with it, guarded by Florvillis out on the perimeter. Underneath to Wilson. Back to Gorbett. Gorbett up with the shot. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Gorbett. but I like that look better. Gorman didn't have Shanahan to deal with there and try to get a good look. So it's going to be Crusaders ball. 4:40 to play. Warriors lead by one. Florvillis will walk it up across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. Taylor and Florvillis kind of mimic each other in size and athleticism. Both those girls have got after it tonight. Sherman with the ball. Back over to Shanahan. Shanahan up with the shot. She gets it blocked by Wilson, but Wilson's going to pick up the foul.
Lauren Stutz is going to come back in with 4:21 and four fouls.
Wilson picks up the foul. Shanahan back at the line to shoot two more free throws.
Winner
shot 10 free throws so far.
Winner tonight advances to the championship game tomorrow at Humboldt State.
Clutch second half free throws here by Shanahan.
Quality minutes from Lily Wilson. Three rebounds, I believe 4 points.
4 points. Shanahan to take the lead for the Crusaders. Knocks down both free throws. She's five of six here in the second half, and the Crusaders lead by one with 4:20 left. Gorman across midcourt, gets the ball at midcourt. Going to pull it back out on top, hand off to Taylor. We're going to have a timeout by Coach Clifton with 4:10 left here in the ballgame. The Del Norte Warriors trail the Crusaders now 46-45.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes More John Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. You talked about going to there this weekend. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. And L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in the great state of Oregon.
Foul situation, we don't need to look at the Eureka side. Nobody has our St. Bernard side. Nobody has more than two. But it's a different story on the Del Norte side, as Gianna Taylor has three. Kamora McCovey has three. Jacqueline Gorbett has four. And Lauren Stutz has four for the Warriors.
And both Stutz and Gorbett will be on the court as there's 4:10 remaining in this game, the semifinals of the Dick Nicolai Humboldt Del Norte League Championship.
The Crusaders will be in double bonus from here on out also, and the Crusaders have only committed four fouls, so the Warriors are far from being a bonus, which could pay dividend down the stretch here.
They can play extremely aggressive defense.
Taylor has it. Inbounded by Nunez. Gorbett high post. Back to Taylor. Gets the pick. Left side to Nunez, trying to look underneath. Pull it back out on top. Six on the shot clock. Shot goes up by Nunez. Top of the key.
Bingo!
3 seconds on the shot clock. She knocks down the 22-footer.
Whammo!
Warriors back up by two. Under 4 minutes to play. Sherman with the ball. She'll fire a long three. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Taylor pushing it back in transition. Three on three. Over to Stutz. Up with the shot. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Steve Murder. Florvillis down to Vigil. She'll take it corner and try to kick it back out on top. Trapped on the side. She'll get it back out to Florvillis. 3:20 to play. Drive middle of the key by Florvillis. Up with the shot. Easy jumper. High ball game. 48-48. 3:15 to play. Taylor back across midcourt over to Corbett. Corbett corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn fires a three. Bingo! From the corner, Brooklyn Carter. Three ball.
Less than 3 minutes to play.
Warriors back up by three. 51-48. Florvillis across midcourt. Sherman goes to think about the three. Goes to drive and travel. Turnover by the Crusaders. Woo, Johnny. Did the Warriors not answer those last two possessions? Six straight points for the Warriors. They lead by three after trailing by three. Taylor with the ball across midcourt. Guarded by Florvillis. On top to Gorbett. At the free throw line, she'll pull it back out to Taylor. Taylor will fire the three again. No good. Rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett back up with the six-footer. No good. Loose ball is going to go out of bounds off Florvillis. Good hustle by Stutz underneath. Fresh shot clock. 2:30 to play. Warriors lead by three. Taylor will inbound underneath her own basket. Taylor looking, throws the long ball into Brooklyn Carter at the three-point line. Back over to Gorbitz. She'll take the shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Shanahan. Shanahan will push it back the other way and dribble it off to Porvillis. Three-point lead. 2 minutes to play. Porvillis guarded by Nunez out on the perimeter. Dribble drive by Porvillis. Up with the shot. No good. Rebound's going to go to Gorbitz. She'll break out of the double team. Out in transition. Over to Brooklyn. Dribble drive by Brooklyn. Over to Stoops. Stoops up with an easy look and can't get it to fall. And here comes Porvillis back the other way. Porvillis guarded by Nunez. Great ball fake and move. She's going to get fouled. She's going to the line.
I guarantee Stoops, you that'll be a basket that Stoops makes next year. She just rushed it. Instead of setting herself up and putting an easy basket in, she rushed.
And Stoops just fouled out of the ball game. Lily coming in. Great choice by Coach Clifton. Lily had great minutes last time and got 4 points quickly.
Stoops finishes with 5 rebounds.
Florvillis is at the line to shoot 2 after she was fouled. Florvillis, a 58% free throw shooter. She's 1 of 2 tonight. No bigger than these right here. She knocks down the first one. 51-49 your score. Warriors lead by 2 with 1:48 left on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Florvillis, second free throw, no good. Nobody boxed out the shooter.
Gorbitz tied it up.
It's going to be a jump ball with Gorbitz and Shanahan. It's going to be possession to
St. Bernard.
So a missed free throw leading to a jump ball there. Sherman will inbound the ball, get it into Florvillis with a new shot clock. 1:40 to play. Underneath, shot goes up. No good. The easy one for Sherman.
Both teams struggling with the point blank shots.
As Brianna Winningham comes in, Taylor comes out. 1:40 to play. Crusaders inbounding underneath their own basket. Florvillis has the ball out on the perimeter. Fresh shot clock on top to Shanahan. She'll fire the 3. Front rim no good. Rebounded by Gorbitz. Gorbitz one-on-one against Shanahan. Up with the shot. No good. Brianna tries to come down with the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball.
And Delmar will get possession with 1:27 to go, leading by 2.
Great hustle by Winningham getting up and down the floor. Brianna comes out. Taylor comes in. Offense for defense there. As Taylor will inbound the ball.
Big possession right here.
Gets it into Gorbitz. Gorbitz goes up, the shot's blocked. And it's going to be out of bounds off the Crusaders. It's going to be Delnor ball. 27 seconds on the shot clock, 1:23 on the game clock. Warriors lead by 2. Taylor inbounding underneath their own basket. Gets it into Wilson. Back out to Taylor. On top to Nunez. Nunez will fire the 3. Oh, my goodness! 3-point bucket by Nunez. And the Warriors lead by 5. 1 minute to play. Porvillis with the ball. Right side. Shot goes up by Sherman. No good. Long rebound to Brooklyn Carter. Brooklyn's out in transition. 1-on-3. Coach tells bring it back out. Nunez brings it back out on top.
Less than a minute to go.
20 seconds left on the shot clock. 50 on the game clock. Guarded by Porvillis out on the perimeter. And they're going to foul. That's important. You got to get in this bonus situation.
They've got fouls to give. That's just the 15 foul. They can go be very aggressive on these next 2 fouls.
But at the same time, it's going to take time off the clock to get the Warriors to the line.
Warriors leading by 5.
47 seconds left. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton. 47 seconds left. New shot clock, 30. 10 fouls against the Warriors, double bonus for the Crusaders, and just 5 fouls against the Crusaders at this point.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. That includes McDonald's in Crescent City. Hey, get in your car right now, listen to the game, and go get a burger at McDonald's. Go Warriors. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing and marine and outdoor equipment, Go Warriors, and Blue Star Gas Propane, sales and service in Crescent City and in Brookings.
You gotta love, this is a great game.
Oh, this is what you expect from two high-quality basketball teams. They've both been throwing haymakers at each other, but Delnord has had Lily Nunez, and St. Berners doesn't.
And hats off to these two coaching staffs. Both a chess match. You've seen them adjust up and down the floor, not just sticking to what they know, making adjustments to try to take advantage, and it's just kind of been back and forth. Coach Tomlin, Coach Clifton have done a good job at adjusting to what the other team wants to do.
Nunez with 7 rebounds. Carter with 6. Gorbett with 6 as well.
Wilson's going to inbound the ball. It's going to be a stack formation at midcourt. Wilson gets it in to Nunez. All right, at midcourt. No backcourt violation. Hurd's got it. Hurd's going to foul her out on top.
Coach Tomlin of St. Bernard screaming at his players to foul, to foul, to foul.
6 fouls now. 42 seconds. Rest shot clock. Wilson will inbound the ball to Taylor. Taylor will take it straight to the hoop. She'll go up. She'll miss. Rebounded by Gorbett. It's going to be a foul by Shanahan, and Gorbett's going to go to the line. Shanahan picks up her 3rd. What a great rebound by Gorbett right there. A much-needed one for sure. Gorbett, 58% free throw shooter. She's 1 of 3 from the line. No bigger free throw than right here. As Kimora comes in for defense, Brooklyn Carter sits down. 36 seconds left. Warriors lead by 5. Gorbett, 2 big dribbles. Deep knee bent up.
Whoa!
I don't think it hit any. Missed a part of that rim.
Bounce, 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 and through.
And she'll get the bonus free throw. The Warriors pull back the defense. No rebounders as they lead by 6 right now.
A chance to make it a 3-possession game with 36 seconds. Nope.
Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Sherman. And here come the Crusaders. 30 seconds left. Florvillis with the ball. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson gets it out to Nunez. Nunez dribbling, trying to stay away from the defenders, and she's going to get fouled with 21 seconds left, and the Warriors lead by 6, John.
Once again, make a free throw. It's a 3-possession game with 21 and a half seconds to go. Winner tonight goes to the championship game tomorrow, 6 o'clock. If it's Delnord, listen live on KPOD or DelnordSports.com.
Nunez at the line to shoot the free throw.
Oh.
In and out, no good. Rebounded by Florvillis. 15 seconds left, down to Vigil. Vigil all the way to the basket. Scoop shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Gorbett. What another huge rebound by Jacqueline. They're going to have a foul. 9 rebounds for Gorbett now, and she'll go to the line for 1-1. Foul's going to go against Vigil again.
13 seconds to go. We started this broadcast asking, was the 3rd time going to be the charm for Delnord against St. Bernard? In 13 seconds, we're going to find out.
I think it might be, John. Justin Mora limping up and down the floor. He's struggling, but he's doing a great job.
In and out.
Misses the free throw, and here comes the Crusaders back. They'll fire one from almost midcourt and miss. Gorbett comes up with the rebound.
We will see you tomorrow night.
And that's going to do it, folks. The Delnord Warriors come and take out the number 1 seed from the Little 4, the St. Bernard Crusaders, by a final score of 55-49. We'll be back with the post-game show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior Game of the Week post-game show. We'll have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warriors Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warriors Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here at College of the Redwoods, home of the Corsairs, where the Del Norte Warriors just defeated the number one seed in the Little Four, the St. Bernard's Crusaders, by a final score of 55-49 in a game that was tied all game. At the end of the first quarter, the Warriors led by two. At halftime, the Warriors led by one. At the end of the third quarter, the Warriors led by two. And the final win by 6 points. What a basketball game. I'm glad you made the trip, John.
Me too. That win breaks a five-game losing streak Del Norte had going to the Crusaders. Give credit to Coach Justin Clifton. His team came out, fell behind early, 10-2. He called timeout, made adjustments, got the lead, and while the Crusaders were able to grab the lead a couple of times briefly, Del Norte always had an answer, and they played so well down the stretch. Two people we got to mention, the two Lilies.
Absolutely. The senior, Lily Wilson, came in the fourth quarter, and she's done that multiple times this year. Came in and has been a big spark defensively on the boards and scoring.
4 points from the bench, four rebounds, all of them critical for Del Norte.
As Gorbett and Stutes both had those four fouls, Lily was called into action and did a great job. And Nunez, the leading candidate for MVP, you could ask any coach in the Big Five or Little Four, they all agree. 27 points tonight.
Seven rebounds, three assists. And there was times, when, especially in the second quarter, where she just took the game over. She just put the team on her back and carried Del Norte.
Well, Lily Nunez, 27, with only four free throws shot. So great job by Nunez. Brooklyn Carter knocked down three threes. She had 11 points. And then you had Taylor with three, McCobie with two. Gorbett had four. Wilson had four, and Lauren Stutes with 4 points. All around, great effort by the Warriors.
And while Lily Nunez led the team in scoring, and she was a one-man gang, excellent effort on the defensive side of the ball from the entire team and from the bench from Wilson. Nunez had finished with seven rebounds. Gorbett had 10. Brooklyn Carter, she couldn't find her shooting stroke as much as she wanted to, still finished with six rebounds and assists. But it doesn't get any easier now. In fact, it gets even tougher.
Absolutely. The Eureka Loggers are taking on the Ferndale Wildcats right now. Eureka Loggers probably a pretty high favorite. The Eureka Loggers ranked number 60 in the state overall. The Warriors sitting at 120. But the Warriors do have the momentum going against the Loggers, as the last time these two teams met, the Warriors beat the Loggers by 10 at Jay Willard Gymnasium by a final score of 70-60.
Del Norte knew they could play with the Crusaders. Del Norte knows it can beat Eureka. It'll be a challenge, but in their hearts, they know they can do it because they've already done it once this season.
And that'll be in the championship game tomorrow night at Lumberjack Arena at Cal Poly Humboldt Campus.
A.K.A. Humboldt State. Game time will be 6 o'clock. Make the trip down. It's only an hour and 10 minutes. Come on down.
Great venue to go watch
the
game.
If you can't, tune in here on KPOD 97.9 FM or DelNorteSports.com.
Well, that should wrap things up here for us tonight, as the Del Norte Warriors defeated the St. Bernard's Crusaders by a final score of 55-49. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer without fear, Gloria back in the studio.
She did a great job. I think she did a perfect job.
Fantastic. John Pritchett, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. I'm John Horner. Thank you so much for listening. And please, remember, when you get a chance to stop in and say thank you to the members of Legendary Sportscasters, sub members, who make Warrior Athletics on the radio possible. Once again, our final score, Delnor defeats St. Bernard's 55-49. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night in the championship at 5:50 for our pregame show. Game tips off at 6. Good night, everybody. Be safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Delnor Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.